In another passage of Scripture, Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." As we hear these parables today of the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price, this is the same message. If the treasure of our life as Christians is God, our Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, our relationship with our Lord and His church, how does that influence our lives? How does it dictate what we do, what we say, how we live? The merchant and the person in the gospel from these two parables, when they find that treasure or that pearl of great price, spare no expense to make sure that that treasure, that pearl, is in their possession, that they take care of it, that it centers everything in their life. So if we say as Christians that our faith, that my relationship with the Lord and His church is the most important thing to me, what does that mean for how we live our life? The most important lessons we can ponder in this aspect is, how do we spend our time? Or better yet, how do we approach our daily routine, our faith? We say and believe that the Mass is the most important thing we do every week. So how do we show it? How should it influence the way we plan our weeks, our months, our years, and our days? If we believe in God and love Him above all things, and we want to show that love to Him through worship, how does that influence how we plan out how we approach the Mass? Nowadays, you know, we have so many options for how we go to Mass, for when we go to Mass, for where we go to Mass. Not too long ago, if you recall, many of you probably remember, there weren't this many options, especially of time. And yet, how interesting it is to see that so many people, not only like a few decades past, we're still able to make it to Mass on Sunday with less options. The problem of today is not a problem of option. In fact, you could argue the options made it even more difficult for us to make Mass a priority. No, indeed, the problem of today is a problem of priority. Do we make it a priority to go to Mass? When we plan our schedules during the week, we look at everything that we need to do and want to do during the week. Is going to Mass the first thing we say, this is what I got to figure out first? When am I going to Mass this Sunday? Is the first thing we think about when we wake up Sunday morning is the Mass that we're going to be at that day? Is that our priority? Is it what our whole week centers around? And even beyond that, how do we prepare ourselves for Mass? It doesn't just happen when we show up at 4:30 or at 8 or at 11 or at 6 or whatever time Mass starts. How do we spend our days during the week? Do we take time to pray? A relationship is not formed just once in a while. It is formed by daily encounters. And so if our relationship with God is meant to grow authentically, how daily am I entering into that relationship? Through prayer. When I do end up going to Mass on Sunday, do I take time to prepare for it by reading the scriptures ahead of time? By reading the prayers ahead of time, by showing up to Mass a little bit early so I can make a prayer of preparation. Call to mind the intentions I want to offer this Mass for today. Do I take time to prepare my heart so I don't just fall into Mass, but my heart is ready and open and wants to worship? Do I understand what I do when I'm at Mass? Have I taken time to study the prayers, to study the actions, to take some little time, not to know it fully, but to at least get a little glimpse of what it is I'm doing, so I don't just go through the motions? You know, as priests, it's probably the most important thing that we need to do, that I need to do, is to make sure that when I am celebrating the Mass, I'm not just doing things, but I know why I do what I do. What is happening? One thing that I've tried to be very intentional about is making sure every, even the littlest actions, that I understand why they are being done, so that the Mass has purpose, the purpose that God desires for it, for Him to be worshiped well. That's why we come here, not just to have a gathering every Sunday, as good as that is, we can do that at any point and in any place. Not just to hear some good words, you can do that anywhere. You can go on YouTube right now and Google 100 different preachers much better than me and listen to their homilies and their sermons. Why do we come to the church on Sunday? It's because every day, and especially on Sunday, when we come to the sacred liturgy, the Holy Mass, we come to Calvary, to that great sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross, where He offered Himself to God the Father on our behalf so that we could be saved. Every time you come to Mass, that is where you are approaching, is that great mystery. Every time you come to Mass, Jesus Christ presents Himself to us in His risen and glorified body to show us, I have promised you life. Do we really understand that? The gift that God has given us, that He is inviting us into every time we come to Mass. This is our pearl of great price. Do we treat it as such? When we end Mass, do we take time to give thanks to God for the many gifts, but especially the gift of this Holy Eucharist, this Holy Mass that He has given us? If this is our highest priority, if our relationship with God and His church is our highest priority, if our faith is our highest priority, and if the Mass is the most important thing we do every week, are we willing to commit to it and show it in the way we live, in the way we prepare, in the way we talk, in what we say and what we do? Am I willing to put forth the effort and the sacrifice to make Mass the center of my daily life, of my weekly routine, and of my faith? Am I willing to make God and worshiping Him and loving Him and receiving His love the most important thing that I do, that I want? If that is truly the treasure, the pearl of great price in your life, how are you going to show it? Are you willing to prove it in the way that you live, in everything that you are?